Many stakeholders in Bristol Bay's massive sockeye fishery were caught off guard in June of this year when the fish showed up several days early. As a result, many fishermen missed out on the good early season fishing. Chuck Brazil is the Bristol Bay Area Research Biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He confirms that based on the historical run timing, this year's run was about 8 days early, which makes it the earliest run on record.
The previous earliest run timing that I have that I've looked up historically was in 2000, was about 5 days early. So this is kind of unprecedented to have this early of a run timing.
The evidence of an early run includes the very high index numbers from the Port Moeller test fishery early in the season, the large inshore catches, and the big escapement numbers counted to several rivers as soon as some of the enumeration projects were up and running. As most stakeholders know, there is a lot of variability from year to year in the timing of the Bristol Bay run, with additional variability between the various commercial fishing districts. Brazil confirms that the sockeye run to the Nooshigak district was about 8 days early.
Now, if you look at it from the last 10 years, it was approximately 6 days early. And it's not uncommon, you know, to have 3, 4, or 5 days early run timing in the Nooshigak district.
Brazil says the sockeye run to the Naknek-Quechak district appeared to be about 5 days early.
And it's not uncommon there to have 3, 4 days early run timing either. So, you know, it's within the realm for the Naknek-Quechak district to be, you know, 3 or 4 days early. 5 days early from a historical standpoint, the Naknek-Quechak is actually the earliest run timing that we've had, which was this last season as well.
The sockeye run to the Igigik district was about 6 days early, which Brazil says is not unheard of.
And we've had a few years, it looks like, where the run has been 6 days early in Igigik, 2011. And 2001, it was actually earlier, a day earlier than that.
Brazil says the data suggests that the earliest of the sockeye runs this past season was the run to the Ugashik district, which showed up in strength well before Fish and Game started counting sockeye escapement to the Ugashik River. The estimate is the run was about 2 weeks early. Brazil says that seems to jive with the way things developed this season in the Ugashik district.
With the early harvest that we saw in the South Peninsula fisheries and the early entry into the bay that was indicated at the Port Moeller test fishery, you know, Ugashik was very early, you know, from a preliminary catch and escapement run timing standpoint.
This year's sockeye run to Bristol Bay totaled about 23 million fish, which was 12% below the preseason forecast and a whopping 36% below the average run over the last 20 years. Now for the big question, what could be the cause for this year's early run to Bristol Bay? Brazil says there are a myriad of factors that can impact run timing.
Have a warm spell for a month or two, warmer water conditions for a month or so out in the Bering Sea. You could have favorable wind conditions, always have a tendency to drive fish inshore faster out in Bristol Bay. So there is a variety of factors that do impact wind run timing and fish moving to the districts.
Now that the 2013 sockeye season is in the books, attention turns to next year. Brazil is among the researchers who helps prepare the annual Bristol Bay sockeye forecast, and he says the 2014 forecast should be ready for release by the middle of November. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.